Everybody, here's Gene.
Hi, I'm Gene. I'm an alcoholic. I'm calling today from Southampton, New York. I live in Puerto Rico, but I have a house here. I'm fortunate enough to have a house here and to come up for the summer and enjoy the summer. You know, Carol asked me to do this call about 6 weeks ago, and she reached out on Facebook or Instagram. And I knew Carol from the BBA calls when I got into the BBA calls. I was separated from alcohol on October 19, 2015. And I found the BBA, by the grace of God, about 15 months after that. And I'm so blessed to find the BBA and the people in the BBA and to speak on this call. I'm always so grateful to have these opportunities to speak to anyone in the BBA. And how cool is it that I get to speak, you know, with all things in COVID. I'm speaking in England right now. You know, you guys were talking about pretty nasty weather. It's 80 and beautiful here and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So, you know, I get emotional when I talk about anything with the BBA because it's changed my life. You know, I was a hopeless drunk. So I'll get into it. So it said, when we sincerely took such a position, all sorts of remarkable things followed. We had a new employer being all powerful. He provided what we needed. If I stayed close to him and performed his work well, established on such a footing, we became less and less interested in ourselves, our little plans and designs. More and more, we became interested in seeing what we can contribute to life. As we felt new power flow in, as we enjoyed peace of mind, and I discovered I could face life successfully, we became conscious of his presence. We began to lose our fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter. We were reborn. And you know, it was introduced and someone said, you know, that's their favorite, one of their favorite lines in the book. And Carol said that as well. And, you know, for me, when I started this BBA process, it was all so new to me, but it made a lot of sense, you know. And as I draw closer and do the steps again and again, I've done the BBA process now in 4 years, 3 times, that this has more meaning to me. But when I got to this position, I had no idea what it looked like. And these were all words on paper. But now today, I've had a true experience, you know. So, you know, I think it's helpful for me to start from where the beginning, where I have to make this decision, you know. And you know, what made me an alcoholic? I learned through this process that my body couldn't process the substance. When I take a drink, drink takes a drink and does not let me go until my body says it could. It lets me go. And just an example, I could give 1,000 examples where I took a drink in the Caribbean, wound up in Panama. But my last drink, I was on my fourth DWI of June 17th of 2015. A little sober, try to stay sober, fighting. You know, I came in on anniversaries. I said, after an AA meeting, I'm going to just go get a Heineken. I had one Heineken. I said, that's not going to work. Just give me a vodka, pineapple. So it was that somewhere around the 4th of July, that drink let me go when they put me in jail for the last time to date on October 17, 2015. So that 3 months was miserable. I hated myself. I don't remember a lot of it, but that drink did not let me go. I drank around the clock for that long. And then it goes on to the first step to say, you know, my mind cannot process this truth. I have a hard time processing this, the truth. The way I perceive things, I process it, and I don't know the truth from the false. And this could really, I had experience the second time I went through it, on how I just process anything, but just even around alcohol, I could do it differently, you know? And then the third say, The third part, which really moved me in the BBA, my first time, I was blown away about my natural state without alcohol in it, is Gene will always rely on Gene. And in that state, I'm restless, irritable, and discontent. The bedevilments become true, are a reflection of what's going on inside on my outside. So we're talking about will. Gene will always go to Gene. I don't know what God's will look like. And I'm agnostic because I'm always going to be agnostic, because from a little kid, I didn't think that God could work for me in my life. You know, I saw people in church, my parents, I come from a great family, and my sister was able to connect in church and pray and feel peace and ease that I couldn't discover outside of that 1 hour in a church. And then I would just look around like, what's going on? You know, so really after the first step, through the BBA process, I learned that my mind is messed up, my body's messed up, I'm separated from this power that I don't even know how to find where it is or things. So I just keep moving. And that second step is the insanity around alcohol, the insanity that I could think I could do it differently. I have a strange mental blank spot, or that pain and the bedevilments is so great. I'm causing so many problems with people around me. I'm not feeling useful. My life is real, really, you know, I'm full of fear. I can't make a living. My life, I don't, not like a living in the sense of money into my pocket. I'm living that I'm not happy. And the quality of life isn't there. And that pain's so great that I'm going to just think about that drink. And, you know, the obsession comes back and I'm going to take it. And here I am off. You know, my experience is I wasn't separated that many times from alcohol. You physically had to separate from me from alcohol. They would have to put me in handcuffs. They would have to put me in a rehab. And then I would get out and I would go right to the liquor store, and either I had a strange mental blank spot. So now you're telling me to turn my will and my life over to the care of God as I understood him, you know, and I've come up with a concept and it's great. And I read, so my troubles are basically of my own making. They arise out of myself and their thing. But you know what? When I'm in my will, you know, when I'm in my will and I'm reading that over and over, you know, to thing, yeah, the show doesn't come off very well. If only Gene's arrangements would stay put. I think that's true. If only Don did what I wanted to do, I would be happy and he would be happy too. You know, but I, you know, keep going. And I'm through a good guide, a great guide, because there's a lot of great guides worldwide on this. I'm reading into it. And I'm realizing that I'm self will run riot, and everything about my life was self-will run riot. I did what I want when I wanted and to whom I wanted to, and not always by choice. You know, I drank not by choice, and I learned that. You know, I drank when I didn't want to drink. I did things to harm people when I didn't want to do things to harm people. But I understand that, you know, selfishness, self-centered is the root of my problems. And I don't know what's run by fear, delusion, you know, self-pity. I don't know that yet. But I could understand that everything is about Gene. You know, that when I conceded to my innermost self, I had conceded to my innermost self a long time ago that when girls left me, you know, it wasn't this girl, that girl, this relation, that it was Gene. You know, but when I conceded that I'm a selfish, self-centered person, and you know, I've done everything in my life against my family, you know, against it, you know, things started to shift for me. And now it's telling me to take a position, you know. And what is a position? You know, it's a mental attitude about something. That's pretty promising, because it's just my mental state. So I have a choice here. I have a choice to change my mental state. That, and what God is going to be the director. You know, he is the principal. I am his agent. You know, at one point in my drinking career, I was an agent for a real estate company. I worked for the seller of the house. So I cannot understand that. And he is, you know, he is the father. I am his child, you know, and I've played around with this. Because that's what's so great about the BBA and a lot of the guys, you could come up with your own concept, and concept is the future. But what is it that I, you know, I've gone captain to passenger, driver to passenger, He goes, always going to get me there safe. You know, so would I get to what I just read when I sincerely took this position, when I sincerely, and I've been moved recently, and that's why I've read this, because I'm in a stage in sobriety that I have fear, because God has put me in a position of abundance, you know, and I'm in a position of abundance, of a lot of things coming to me. And I know I'm limited, I'm scared, you know, scared to live up to expectations, you know, I'm scared that I have to go and do things and be responsible all day to so many people because of abundance, you know. But when I was cursing one night, you know, like I don't have a mentor, I don't have a father. You know, through the BBA process, I've made amends to my real father, but we don't have a relationship, and that's okay. I'm at peace with that. But I never had a father to talk to me about business or things in abundance. You know, they're great. Believe me, but sometimes when I get scared, like, can I call somebody up and talk to me about business, or talk to me like, what should I do here? You know, so I'm cursing to God and like, dude, I don't have a father, you know, and through meditation, through the practices of 10, 11, and 12, I'm able to pray and have this relationship and say, dude, listen, I don't have a father. You're not providing for me. And what came to me is, I'm your father. And it told me that right here, when I sincerely took this position, this mental subject. Okay, now I can grasp that. Thanks, Dad. You're here. I'm having problems with this situation. Do I fire this person? Blah, blah, blah. I'm in a position of abundance, power over people. I don't like that position. You know, I want everything to be joyful, loveful, right? Sometimes in business, it gets a little screwy. So all sorts of remarkable things followed. You know, I had a new employer, being all powerful. That's a huge one for me today, because I'm not employed by somebody or something. My God, I'm employed. He's always providing for me. I'm sitting in a house that I didn't lose in sobriety in Southampton, New York. You know, and all of these fears, I wish I could have this all the time with me, all these worries, all these things that I fret about, and this and that. They're all absurd. To think you took me from a place, a position that I couldn't stop drinking for 1 minute. I was going in and out of jail, had 6 felony accounts. The state had my child, had full custody of my son today. I show up as a father. I know that that doesn't come from me. People say to me, oh, you're such a good dad, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, I have a new employer. He's employing me. And when I go into those disciplines in 10, 11, because I just said, my mind doesn't process the truth. It says when you do your discipline to 10, he will employ your mental facilities. So he's going to employ my mental facilities that I can think correctly. I could play the tape through something I was never able to do properly. Or I could play it through and do it, not do it. You know, we could play through that drink to a jail cell and do it anyway. Restore to a place of sanity. When I think of a drink, I couldn't drink, couldn't even if I could. It says I wouldn't even if I could. You know, when I drink that drink, when I was in a hard position, you know, in sobriety. And I said, you know, fuck this, let me go to the bar. You know, I couldn't drink even if I could, because something between, because I practice these disciplines. I do the things that just people, I don't know what I need to be sober, but I just listen and keep doing. So I have a new employer, and this is a powerful position in my life, because my life, I'm a drastic 180 degree turn, and people see it in me today. He provided what I needed. That means he's going to provide me money, shelter, how to talk in business. And I make mistakes and tells me I'm going to make mistakes, be a father of my child. If I kept close to him like a child, I keep close to him, Dad, I don't know what I'm fucking doing here. You know, can you help me out? You know, I'm lost. I'm scared. just like my son says, Daddy, I take him surfing. You know, he's 5 years old and I'm pushing him into waves. And he says, Daddy, I have this much fear, but this much excitement, you know? So I stay close to my, I don't approach things. You know, I've heard Mark Houston and them talk about fearless without fear. That's not my situation. I have this much fear and this much faith. And I do it, you know, there's fear with me. So establish on such a footing. And then Bill's story on page 11, he said, when he's talking about Ebby, he talks about, I could see that my friend was on a new soil, new ground, you know, and what am I rooted in today? Am I rooted in God or am I rooted in, you know, fear, resentment, you know, selfish behaviors? You know, I become less and less interested in myself, my little plans and designs. And that's something that's new to me, too, because not always do I want to do this stuff. I'd much rather be at the beach or on the boat or blah, blah, blah. OK, so thank you. More and more I became interested in seeing what I can contribute to life. And if I tried and I have to pray on that in the morning, can I make your desire my desire? You know, as I felt new flower flow in. And every time I bring someone through this work, I talk about launched into, rocketed in, because I always think of outward. I felt new power flow in. And when I say these promises over, and they came to me later, when I did my fourth and fifth step, these promises come true and they come true more. I feel it into me. And when I say that, that's because there's no fear when I read this, you know. I enjoyed peace of mind. I could face life successfully. I became consciousness of his presence. I feel it into me. I feel it. I be of God's presence. I begin to lose fear of today, tomorrow, or the hereafter, because I'm here. I'm now. I'm in the present with you. I'm in this time and space right now, here. I was reborn, and that's my, from, you know, what I had in my old life to be. I was reborn on October 19, 2015. Thank you for your time and really appreciate this opportunity.
Thank you, Gene. Thank you. I'm going to stop the recording.